Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm broadcasting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention, which is something I do every year. I follow them around. I'm like a groupie. I'm like a chamber groupie. I follow them around all over the country. Wherever they meet, that's where I am because these are the guys who run chambers. And for you, they're your employees. They're your executives who run the chamber that you own, small business owners. If you're a member of your chamber, and if you're not, I want to know why. But nobody's a bigger supporter of chambers of commerce than I am. And so I'm at their annual convention meeting with my friends and talking to them about what we can do to help chambers of commerce, because chambers of commerce help small business owners. And that's the reason why we believe in them. And one of those guys, somebody that does more of that, what I just said, than anybody on the planet, is our good friend Steve Millard. Steve is executive director of the Council of Small Enterprises, which is known as COSE, which is the small business chamber there in Cleveland, Ohio. Steve Millard, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jim. Thanks, you're too kind.
It's good to have you back, Steve, as always. Hey, Steve, before we get into the chamber business, don't you guys have a basketball team or something up there?
Yeah,
what
is it?
What's that name again?
Yeah, there's this guy named LeBron, and
You got it. No, what's the team? The Cavaliers. The Caballeros, right? The Cavaliers.
No, it's the Cavaliers.
I think I've heard of those guys, and didn't you have a? Has there been some kind of little dust up or something over a player or something?
Yeah, we had this situation. You know, I'll tell you, it's funny when you get to Milwaukee and you're checking in at the hotel and you get into it with the desk clerk about LeBron. You know that you're taking it too seriously. But
so who's this LeBron guy?
I don't know. You know,
he's a pretty good ball player, isn't he?
I'm sorry. Yeah, he's a Miami Heat guy now. It's interesting what happened. It's akin to sort of taking one of your employees, putting them on a stage in the middle of the shop floor and firing them in front of everybody in terms of the way that all went down. And I think I think Cleveland wishes LeBron well. I mean, he was here 7 years and didn't get it done for us. But, I think that he's headed off there now. And I think everybody understands, you know, maybe in some ways how that happened. I think the way it was done is probably what Cleveland is most stinging about right now. And it was
who's to fault on that deal? What can small business owners learn from that PR nightmare?
You know, it's interesting. I think what he's done, he's a very talented player, and I think what he's done is decided to sort of have his inner circle that's been with him for a long time manage his career. And I'm not sure they bring the kind of skill and experience to it that maybe the professional management he originally had.
You're starting to sound like his coach now a little bit, Steve.
Yeah, well, I think it's a brand. I mean, think about the brand this guy's developed, which has been pretty phenomenal for most of the thing. And this is the first time, I think, I've heard some people say, first time we've seen him act his age. The first time we've seen sort of a misjudgment of how people feel. And, you know, Cleveland will get over it. People get over it and move on. Maybe he wins a championship. Maybe he doesn't. But I think that,
But who's at fault here? Where did the problem start? I'm trying to get to the core of this thing to see what we can learn from this.
I think it's maybe, when you're making a decision, you got to think about the rationale and how it's going to be received. And if you're thinking the long-term play, which I think he is, you know, he wants to be, you know, a billion-dollar sort of athlete, right? I mean, how do you think about developing that brand over the long term and look at long-term versus short-term goals? And I think that is sort of what amazed most people, is just the way he sort of waffled on this. And then at the last moment, didn't even call the Cavs before he announced where he was going on national TV. Very disrespectful to the Cavs, but hey, it happens.
Well, and then the coach kind of acted. I thought he didn't act exactly the right way either. I mean, I think he could have showed a little more judgment and class at the end. What do you think?
You're talking about the owner, you mean, Dan Gilbert?
Yeah, that's what I should have said.
Yeah, I think Dan did his voice. He has enough money to spend $100,000 in a fine to voice what Clevelanders are feeling, and I think he acted emotionally. But that's okay. I think Cleveland's act emotionally, and I think so. So I think that the city,
biggest thing he said was when he said, talked about Cleveland becoming the champions without him. That'll be interesting. I'd pay a ticket to see that.
That's a small business attitude right there, Jim. He's promoting,
right? So what did the chamber do? Was the chamber involved in this in any way?
Obviously we get lots of calls about, what's it going to do and the impact and all that kind of stuff. Cleveland right now, if people haven't been there, I mean, it's a beautiful city. We're doing $5.5 billion of investment in our downtown over the next few years.
Wow.
So there is amazing things happening.
It's a beautiful city. I've been there recently, and it is a beautiful city. Hey, Steve, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to get into some of the things that the chambers are doing in the Cleveland area. We come back after these messages. Steve Millard is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. Stay with us, Twain Tail. The Reverend Al Groon bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget our poll question this week, which is this week is all about politics. It's which party or movement, which political party or movement do you think has the best answers to handle the economy? So check out all that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My blog is there, the archives, the articles, et cetera, lots of stuff there that will help you. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Millard is our guest. He's executive director of COSE. That's the Council of Small Enterprises, which is a chamber of commerce there in Cleveland, Ohio. And Steve's an old friend, by the way. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. Steve, what's you were telling us earlier a little bit about the investment you guys are making downtown. I was there not too many years ago, and downtown looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's we've done amazing things over the last 10 years or so. I've put our downtown in our the things you can do in the evening and things like that. I mean, they're way more than what people would give Cleveland credit for. So we're doing a great job. It's very active at night around there, and lots of outdoor dining and facilities, conventions coming in. We're building a new convention center. We're building a new medical mart to do medical technology showcasing. We're building
members? Remind us how many members you have.
We've got about 16,000 members.
16,000. Folks, this is a 16,000 with a T members, yeah. Chamber of Commerce. That is unprecedented in the planet, isn't it? You guys are the number one, aren't you?
We're Detroit and us sort of play in that space, and I think it's great.
Yeah, when I talk to Detroit, I have to tell them they're number one.
Okay. Appreciate that. But no, I mean, I think it creates us more opportunities to help people because we're, chambers, as you know, Jim, are a peer-based organization, right? The members own it. It's the members' organization.
They're owned. You work for the owners who are the small business owners, who are the business owners.
That's right. And they get value from talking to each other. That's how small business owners learn. Yeah. They don't learn from ivory tower platforms. They learn from each other.
If I have two employees, what's it cost me for an annual dues with your company, with your chamber?
$300.
$300 a year, ladies and gentlemen. To get full access to participate to give your voice to join a committee to be part of the of shaping the community to be represented politically, et cetera, et cetera. That's a heck of an investment. That's not very much money, Steve.
And that's what we do is we get small business to the table for you because you're busy running your business. So we try to deal with all those things you can't deal with and put you out there in the community. People don't know enough about small businesses. They have misperceptions. We are a minority in the United States, but we are the driving force around jobs. So people got to know.
One of the things that I wanted to make sure we talk about today, and I meant to do it in the last half hour too. Chambers of commerce are the best at making things happen, but there's one thing that chambers of commerce are horrible at. They're really, really bad at this, and they need to fix this. Steve, you guys need to fix this. You're not very good self promoters. You're the worst at PR for chambers. That's the one thing you guys don't do a very good job of, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think our mentality a lot of times is to serve our small businesses. So we like to take our members out there in front, and But I agree with you. We've got to get the message out more.
But Steve, in this day and time, you've got to get your brand out there. Chambers need to do a better job of branding, in my opinion.
Right. I agree. We do a heck of a lot of that. I think, but I do think you're right. I think people, we got to go out of our way to make sure people get the message. You can't just send an email. You know, I've got a lot of staff right now who are between that 20 and 30 year old age, and they believe in some ways that if I send an email, I've communicated. And you can't. You got to put it out there, sing it, dance it, the whole thing. And
they think it's like sending a letter or something, right?
Right. And for their population, for their peers, it works. But for anybody, not in that age group, you got to go out and shake their hand, look them in the eye, and do business the way business should be done. So we need to do more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Steve, talk to us about how the economy overall has affected your chamber.
Well, I think, like everybody else, we've seen the dip and the decline in the last couple of years, but we haven't seen a huge membership loss. I think because a lot of things we do, we provide a lot of products and services that you need, good times or bad. But I think that, and the advocacy activity has really helped increase tension in the chamber. Economically, though, a lot of my members are telling me that they're seeing better years this year than last, which is good. They're more profitable than they were.
Right.
But they're really funding that with expense reduction, not top-line growth. And I think a lot of them are content to sort of work at their reduced staffing levels until probably late 2011. I don't see them doing a lot more hiring until they feel a lot more comfortable.
You think it's going to be another year and a half before we're going to see any significant hiring in the country?
I think unemployment is going to stay about where it is for a long time, at least in my neck of the woods. And
that's a lot of misery for 18 more months.
It is. It is, and I think we're going to see that. But I think at least the businesses are back to profitability. And I think they're starting to think about it, but they want to see things get a little more stable before they make that investment in person.
What's the worst thing than firing
somebody, right? I mean, you don't want to do that again, so you want to wait and make sure you're sure.
Well, and you know what? You heard me mention our poll earlier. One of the poll questions we asked recently was, would you be more likely to, as you grow your business, as you see growth opportunities, are you going to be more likely to hire a new person, or are you going to be more likely to, if you can, to choose technology to do that job? And 71% of our respondents said technology.
Right. I mean, that sounds like an easy choice to me. And I think, it's interesting on the employee side. We talked to a lot of people who are displaced right now. And, they have to understand that the jobs that they had aren't the jobs that they're going to get going forward.
That's right. That's all part of the jobless recovery. That's the structural unemployment that we have right now.
Exactly.
Steve, give us your website, please.
www.cosey.org.
C-O-S-E.org. Hold on to that thought. Steve Millard is our guest, folks. M-I-L-L-A-R-D, if you're Googling him. Cosey, C-O-S-E.org is their website. Check it out. That is not your grandfather's Chamber of Commerce website, folks. You need to go check that out. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Steve after these messages. Stay with us.
I don't care. Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
The late, great Otis Redding bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're having a great visit here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention. This is the annual convention. I've been broadcasting, I don't know how many years this is now. Steve Millard is our guest. He's with the Cleveland Chamber, a Council of Small Enterprises, COSE, the 16,000-member chamber over in Cleveland. Steve, our first ACCE convention to broadcast from was St. Louis. So I'm thinking that's, 6 or 7 years ago. So we've been doing this ever since, and we love doing this. I love seeing the chamber executives getting together, Steve, and meeting their peers, meeting their old friends. This is a small chamber executives community across America. Is a small family, isn't it? Really,
absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You said that. I was walking this morning to get a cup of coffee and thinking about how good it felt last night to sort of talk to people I hadn't. And usually, once a year, we all get together like this, and you really. You don't get this work unless you do this work in some ways. And so, just like any business, when you get the people who do what you do, it's different than talking to your spouse or your employees because people get you, and you don't have to sort of fill in the blank sometimes. So it's a great way to connect and get ideas and work with each other better.
Well, and this event, I just want to encourage all small business, all chambers of commerce across the country, find a way to fund the ability for your executives, the president you know, the some of the other folks. I mean, some chambers bring a half a dozen folks to these, and some of them are not big chambers either. They make a commitment because they know that their chamber leaders get smarter. They learn things. They learn new best practices. They get out of the area. They get their head out of the local marketplace, and they see what's going on in the world. This is a good investment, isn't it?
It is, and I will tell you, it's great bringing it up. You listen to a small business owner out there. A lot of you are on your chamber boards. Running a chamber is not like running a business. There are some principles that apply, but running a membership association is a whole profession on its own. And this is where your exec can get the skills they need to do it better. And I guarantee you that if you send your chamber exec, they'll come back with at least one idea that will make back what you spent going.
Absolutely.
It will happen. And if it doesn't, call me, and I'll talk with you about it, and I'll help your chamber exec.
And they'll be refreshed and revitalized. And I'll tell you something, Steve. I extend that same idea, that same philosophy, to small business owners. I encourage them to go to be part of their industry trade group, at least on the state level, if not the national level. Get out of the office once a year and or once a quarter and go to a meeting and hear what other people are doing, because you can really get stale if you just stay inside your four walls.
Absolutely. We're member organizations. If we don't have members driving the agenda, we don't have what we need.
Right. Steve, what do you see? What are some of the other things that you're seeing in the economy out there? What are your people telling you?
Well, I mean, obviously, one of the topics is how is healthcare reform going to affect us? How is regulation going to affect us?
That 1099 thing is ugly, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, I heard your conversation with Steve earlier, and I am optimistic that there is going to be action on this. I've talked to some of the most left sort of elected officials we have. And when you tell them about the impact on small businesses has, it was clearly unintended, and they get it. So it's just a matter of how we fix it. And I think that's going to be a post-election thing, because nobody wants to open this thing up before the election.
And folks, if you miss that, part of the health care bill is a requirement. One of the ways they're going to pay for this is a requirement that all businesses, regardless of whether you receive a tax ID number from the vendor or not, all businesses are going to have to fill out a 1099 form on every every relationship that you have, on all the transactions, and send that to the IRS. And Steve, that's going to be a compliance nightmare for small businesses.
We've talked to a lot of people, and for a small 10, 15-person advertising shop that places a lot of advertising, that's 2,000 more 1099 forms a year.
Right.
It's crazy. And it'll bury small business. And, again, it was unintended. But we got to let people know about this stuff, and there's going to be
more. But see, let me tell you something, Steve. I don't give them a pass on this unintended business. They should have known better.
I didn't say it was a pass.
I mean, somebody in Washington should have said, "Whoa, wait, guys, this is a PR nightmare for us, because it's never going to get through, and it's going to make us look like we don't know what's going on."
Well, the mistake you make, Jim, is to believe that they've actually read and gone through this thing, right? I mean,
How about this? That they even have any idea how the real marketplace works.
They don't. There's going to be 2 million
pages of regulation. I don't cut them any slack on this, Steve. This is a bonehead thing.
Oh, it is. It's 2 million pages of regulations. There's going to be a lot more of these things that show up, and that's what we're paying attention to and trying to help our businesses with.
And that's one of the things that your chamber is helping to deal with, folks. Not just the local stuff, but the state and the national. Hey, Steve, give us the website one more time, please.
Cozy.org, O-R-G, and check out cozy.org/healthcare reform. Great tools there for small businesses.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for being here, and thanks for all your leadership, and I'll see you later today.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks,
Jim. Steve Millard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be, too, but it will be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.